This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a question, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. Don't be part of the problem. Make sure you have the information you need before you, get out there and start spewing to people. Really, it truly is that simple. I already got a couple of responses/emails about me. I just love how people are. Me calling for violence if Donald Trump gets locked up. Well, let me just say it this way. I don't have to call for violence. The American people have had it. They've had it, with the dual justice system. I've listened to some people that I thought or still perceive, I should say, to be friends that are Democrats, ignoring. It's not even that they justify. As I'm talking with them, they're flat out ignoring what Joe Biden and family have done. And they'll tell you, I noticed the common thread is to say, well, I don't care. I don't care about that stuff. And when you try to talk to them about Joe Biden's economy, they don't want to hear it. They don't believe it. They think it's just talking points. So both parties, if you would, to a degree, but the Dems are much, much, I've been saying this for over a decade, Dems are much, much better of infiltrating the mind of the average voter, especially of theirs, to make you believe something. Because they've got the media on their side, because they get the message out there, and it affects you, Joe Q Public. Look, I said this a long time ago when Obama was running. If your vote takes that check out of your hand that's feeding your family because the economy's tanked or things are so bad, are you really going to vote that way? Or are you going to vote for the person that's going to keep that check in your hand till you get the job you want? It's all about us. Dennis Prager does a whole hour around how we've become a society that very much wanted their independence, believed in their independence, did not want to be on anybody's doles. Now we've become a society that see the government as our safety net, have no problem with taking money from them. And it's true. Some of you will say it's not, and it may not be in your world, in your life, but it's there. And we've been watching people getting pushed more and more and more. Even under Obama, remember, I kept telling you about the dam was cracking, things were happening. You had people in his own military now that were coming against him at the time because they didn't like what was going down. They didn't like what was happening, and they were coming forward and speaking. Right? And then when Donald Trump became president, they did a whole bunch that you don't even know about when he first took office to make it almost impossible for his transition team to make things work. And you had a lot of people working against Trump because they had been told what a wretched human being he was. They had no idea. They were simply spewing what the Democrat Party was telling them. There was no reality behind it. He was beloved by all. Before he came down that escalator, he was beloved by, loved by all. Right? Yeah. Jesse Jackson, big hit in the black community. Oh, yeah. And then when he announced for president, it was all over. He was Satan's second cousin. And it's just going to show you how disingenuous that Robert Kennedy Jr. They loved him, too, for years. Until what? He started going after the pharmaceutical companies, which gives billions of dollars to politicians. Their causes. It's just amazing. I think people, I'm believing and hoping and seeing in some cases, that people are seeing the writing on the wall. You've had several prominent Democrats leave that party and join the Republican Party as of late. I don't mean the average rank and file. I mean elected officials that have done, they're done. And they make a great case for why they made the switch. It never stops. Hillary Clinton, according to JFK, RFK Jr., Hillary Clinton said, "What are you doing? You're going to make it hard for Joe Biden. Back out now." I mean, she must have some control between her and Obama. They must have some control over Joey B because he sure as heck doesn't know what he's doing. Look at the man said that he cured cancer. Nobody caught it. It wasn't a big deal. Joe Biden said, in a speech he gave, he said, I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because we can. We ended cancer as we know it. Really? So I can tell some friends of mine that have breast cancer, it's over. They're imagining it. Right? We go to the cancer ward at the local hospital, said, stop, 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 get up. Joe Biden cured cancer. I mean, seriously. And nobody says anything. Even if it was a slip of the tongue, which it probably was, and it didn't come out right, if that was Donald Trump, right, like he told people to drink Clorox. No, he didn't. Every word he said, they took and ran with. Whether he was joking about it, whether he was just kind of giving it as an example. It's just amazing. All right. Brad Dickens joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot of good information, a lot of good stuff coming up after the break.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. I keep telling you, I do not, I am not, I never will be the experts in some of these areas that we talk about. All right? That's why I bring on people that have a clue. I bring on people that have given us good information, over the years. And always love when Brad Dacus joins me. Brad Dacus is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Check them out during the break. Pay attention right now. Hey, Brad, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's great to the show.
All right, here we go. This is the one I tried to get through to last week, but I didn't have all the information. But now a Christian Baker, the same one who refused to make a cake for the wedding, is now being sued for refusing to make a gender transition cake. And his attorney said the Supreme Court ruling puts the law on his side. What does Brad Dacus say?
Oh, no. No, the law is not on his side. Quite the opposite. The attorney doesn't, apparently hasn't read the Supreme Court's recent case law. You know, the Supreme Court has made it very clear in that wedding web design case that just came down recently.
Yep.
And it really wasn't that hard to read and understand. So I think that attorney is way off the mark. The court made it very clear that the government cannot compel anyone to say something that is a lie to them, is not true. And so it's not even dealing with just people with religious beliefs. It's dealing with the ability for us not to be forced to say something we don't believe in. It's a freedom of speech issue. So it's actually as a much broader precedent than what I had imagined, as opposed to just a narrow free exercise case. You know, instead, the decision is actually much broader. And, you know, we're going to see people file these kind of lawsuits, Joe, all the time. The key is that we hit back and continue to build on this fantastic Supreme Court case law, thanks to the President Donald Trump's prior appointments. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I mean, at some point in time, if I was the Chief Justice, I'd say, you know, I'd pull in all those federal judges who, can we stop this? Can you stop this craziness? You know, just because you don't agree with it, we've already told you what the law is. Deal with it. I mean, I know that there are certain things that he does have jurisdiction over when it comes to the federal courts. Can he do something like that? Can he go to the federal judges across the country and go, look, we came down with this ruling. Here's the ruling. Here it is in writing. Can you stop playing these political games?
Yeah, it's interesting. Issue reprimands. There are certain things that can't be done. Admonish a judge who deliberately and knowingly violates case law. In fact, recent case law. So, I think that what's going to happen is those judges that decide to do that, that go down that activist role of in-your-face kind of a mentality, like a 14-year-old. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be shame on them. There, when a judge has reversals and overturns of decisions, it weakens their credibility and reduces their likelihood to be appointed to the circuit level. So I think that at the end of the day, that everyone's going to get in line. These judges are going to get in line, and they're going to respect the case law. They really have no choice, given the makeup of the Supreme Court and the newness and freshness of this precedent-setting case.
And this Baker, this isn't just a religious thing. This is, the court has said it's a freedom of speech thing, correct?
Yes, that's what makes it so significant. You know, in the past we thought that these cases would necessitate someone clearly articulating their religious beliefs, manifesting that religious conviction possibly in some aspect of the incident. But no, it's actually freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, not to be forced to say something you personally don't agree with or believe in. It's a very, very broad decision. In fact, it's so broad, I think it's going to be helpful to us in our pronoun cases that we're taking on, where the government's trying to compel teachers and other people to use pronouns that are, to the person, a lie. And you're forcing them to basically say the emperor has clothes when they know that the emperor does not have clothes. In this case, using a pronoun that is the opposite of what they know to be true, and anything less would be a lie. And, of course, that principle, we're going to be using that on those kind of cases as well. I will tell you, Joe, we at Pacific Justice Institute, I've never been this optimistic and more forward-thinking and more on the offense than we are right now about precedents.
Well, I hope you're right. He is, by the way, this Baker's already lost in two lower courts in Colorado. So, again, you know, hoping. I just don't believe it has to go all the way to the Supreme Court again. Shouldn't the local circuit court be able to say, okay, enough, you know, lower courts, go pound sand?
Yeah, and the circuit courts can do that. And they can, you know, there are discipline and reproofs that are available to judges that are just obstinate and not respecting case law.
Yeah.
I think we'll see that play out as needed. There are some, you know, radical activist judges out there, unfortunately, that, you know, respect their agendas more than they do their oath of office and pledge to respect the law and the Constitution. So we'll see that play out. At the end of the day, assuming we don't have a shift in the Supreme Court because of some terrible, you know, catastrophes to some of the judges, if we are able to maintain this majority for a reasonable period of time, it'll be very, very difficult, I think, to reverse this case law that's been established.
All right, so we're going to go for a break here in a second, but I do want to talk about the Chino school board that approved what's being referred to as a controversial gender identification policy. And, man, I'll tell you what, it was a 4-1, and I know that feeling. It's a 4-1 ruling, and the board voted that the name on the birth certificate, that the gender on the birth certificate is what that student would be known by in school. Now, they are being challenged on this. They've got pressure from the state coming down on them. I want to talk to you about the chances of winning something like this in court. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming on the Joe Mazzini Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Spending cuts coming out of Congress are not big enough
for some members.
Conservative House Republicans are advocating for spending cuts that go beyond the levels agreed upon in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House. One of those, Virginia Republican Bob Good.
We would go back to pre-COVID level spending for non-defense discretionary, and we're calling on Republicans to do that very thing.
The demands from the right may heighten the chances of a government shutdown, as Congress is required to pass several appropriations bills by September 30th.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Wall Street's closing higher as investors weigh the latest earnings reports Tuesday. Stocks rose with the Dow Jones Industrial Average notching its 12th straight day of gains. UPS shares fell nearly 2% after the tentative deal avoiding a Teamsters union strike. Meanwhile, the Fed meeting on interest rates this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Many of you are nothing more than part of the problem because you get out there and you spew things that aren't true. Seriously. So don't make it any worse than it has to be. All right? Brad Dankus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and Brad, always love the time that you spend with me. We get so much information from you. But before we get rolling away here, I want you to tell people about PJI, what they do, and how they can help you.
Yes, Pacific Justice Institute. You know, we're a nonprofit, 501c3 legal defense organization. And we're sort of unique in that, you know, we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help. No one's left on the side of the road, so we don't just cherry pick, you know, a few high profile cases. And we also are very broad. So we not only defend religious freedom, and the sanctity of life, but we're also very broad in our parental rights, division and defending, the rights of parents on issues, involving school districts, the social workers. So if anyone needs assistance, we can help them without charge. It's just go to our website, pji.org. It's time to get our e-newsletter, or they can support our work on a one-time or monthly basis, fully tax-deductible, pji.org, pji.org.
You know, and I know personally of people you've helped. I know some of the issues you've had to deal with, and, you know, people do get the help they need. They do get the direction that they need here. All right, so I just can't believe that some of the stuff we're still talking about. It, and some of the people that will write me emails after this show in particular will say, well, wait a minute, if the Supreme Court already came down with this, how do these people get away with, you know, not doing what the Supreme Court told them to do? And I, you know what? Because they don't have a police force. I don't know what to tell you, but You know, just like this baker. I already got one email from somebody saying, well, once the Supreme Court comes down with the edict, it's done, right? Why are they still fighting this? Because, to your point, you have activist judges that don't really care what the Supreme Court says. Just amazing.
Yeah. And then, when they do that, there's a price they pay down the road, and that is, they're not rated as highly. They're less likely to be appointed to the circuit court level, much less the Supreme Court level. So when they do that, especially the district court level, they're really building their own ceiling, if you will, keeping them from advancing. We have some ideologues that do that. Perhaps some of them never think that they'll be advancing. They want to be troublemakers. Even then, there is a degree of shame that comes with judges who do not do their job and are obviously behaving beyond the scope of their profession.
Right. All right, so school boards are starting to grow spines out here in California. They're about at it. And I think part of it is that the people, hiring these people, voting for these people, are finally putting trustees on these boards that will actually fight for the kids. Will actually, when you get elected to these boards, they immediately try to indoctrinate the trustees into believing, the elected official, into believing that their job is to protect the district. But I buck that. I say, no. Our job is to protect the kids. Therefore, we will be protecting the district by protecting the kids. But that is not a line that they're very happy with. But in Chino, California, they finally decided to vote on a gender policy where the gender identification policy, I guess they did it in July 20th. Now, according to local media reports, under the new policy, teachers from Chino Valley Unified School District are required to notify parents within 72 hours if their child asks to be identified as a gender other than the student's biological sex and or gender listed on their birth certificates. The vote went down 4-1. Now, Tom Torlakson, the head of education for the state, went to that meeting and let's just say he was escorted out of the building because he felt that he had the right. This is where they really lose it at the California legislature, where they don't understand the difference between local control and state control. And that's what I think is their real big downfall here. But anyway, this is something. You've already had one judge that is looking at this. They're going to challenge this, and they're going to say, look, according to the state law, you can't tell a parent about their child's change. What say you?
Yeah. As far as the school district, the school board, I think they did the right thing. I also think they did the constitutional thing. The question is whether they did the state statutorily correct thing. That's another question.
Right.
I believe that this issue inevitably is going to be addressed by the Supreme Court. We have California's not alone. There's a number of blue states that are doing this. Passing laws, basically effectively saying parents have to, the teachers have to lie to parents and hide it from the parents. And that's one reason why we at Pacific Justice have a very hot case in Virginia, New Jersey right now on behalf of the school district that said just the same thing. He says, no, we're not going to lie to parents. We're not going to allow this to take place. Consequently, the Attorney General of New Jersey threatened to sue, we have a long this to the Supreme Court. I think at the end of the day, Joe, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to set fantastic case law regarding parental rights. They did a little bit already for school choice a year ago in the main case. So right. I think they're going to be expanding their parental rights cases. I think we're going to see some great decisions from a constitutional perspective in favor of school districts like this one and like the one in New Jersey.
Right. And you're seeing, like I said, you're seeing people push back on this, push up against it. I do hope you get in front of the Supreme Court, finally get the rulings that you need, because California, when it comes to our kids especially, we recently even had a state senator who sits on one of these education boards say, look, If I had a child here in California, I would leave. Get your kids out of California, which is, you know, quite interesting. So when you have a legislator that sees it and finding it very distasteful, that's a problem in and of itself. Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. You're absolutely right.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and here's the deal is, whenever the school district violates the rights of parents, they've got to recognize there's established case law in Myers v. Nebraska, Pierce Society Sisters, back in the 1920s, where the U.S. Supreme Court had said parents have a fundamental right over the education, health, welfare, religious beliefs, and training of their children. And in order for the state to ever violate a fundamental right, they have to show a compelling state interest. This legislation we're talking on a state level is in no way requiring any proof of potential harm to the child, threat to their life or safety. None of that. It's just arbitrarily hiding it from the parents based on pure speculation.
Oh, sure.
So I think it's going to. I do not think it's going to survive. We have Pacific Justice. We have shot down in the Supreme Court California laws before. Make no mistake, we're ready to do it again.
So interesting you should bring that up, too, because the Assembly Bill 1078 established the fact that the books that were trying to be removed from some of the libraries. I think you heard about this. And not just the books being removed from the libraries, but books being removed from curriculum. Now, I got in an argument with a parent over this a while back. Specifically, this school district went after a book that held up Harvey Milk as a hero. And the school district said, we're not having it. We're not going to use the book that holds him up as a hero because he was a pedophile. You know, and he slept with kids that were underage. And why would we hold him up, as a hero for the gay and lesbian community? It just doesn't make any sense for us to do here at the school district. Well, this is another Tom Torlakson did a press release on this. And he called it, he's not going to allow these school districts not to celebrate the LGBTQ affirming books. Well, that was not the goal of being on a board. I know exactly where they were going. That was not the goal of the board. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up with Brad Dake and Fred.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Again, my optimist friend, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You're just such an optimistic guy. You know, I'm the guy that sits there and goes, "Yeah, good luck with that." and, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's just that you and I have known each other for a long time. These indoctrination type of things that are going on at these schools is really frustrating because you've been fighting it for years. You've been giving me information on, you know, how to deal with some of the stuff or what have you. And we need more parents to get involved. We need more parents to step up. And we should be able to make a difference. But it's a long fight. And people, you know, they want to give up after 3 months of trying. They go, "My God, you've let this go for 30 years. You think you're going to fix it in 3 months? You know what I mean?"
Yeah. Exactly. And so it does take time. But the good news is we've got, in California alone, we've got 6 offices. We've got a total of 31 offices across the country. So we have the ground game, if you will, to materially and significantly assist anywhere, in America where they're having to deal with these challenges, and they'd like solid legal counsel and policies to address it. Me and PJ are here for that, and we do it all without charge.
So, you know, Newsom went ahead and he threatened a $1.5 million fine to the school district. Actually, I think it was a $1.6 million fine. He was also going to charge them $1.5 million to buy the books, have them shipped over, and get them ready, you know, for the kids to read. There's no statute that allows him to do that. There's no ed code law. There's no anything that gives him that kind of authority. Is that something, if he tries to do, that PGI could stop him from doing if it wasn't specifically called out in a law?
Yes. The school district, of course, would have to bring us on as counsel.
Right.
We'd be able to do that without charge once again. We would look at it very pragmatically, objectively, and advise them accordingly. And sometimes, you know, you can attack things directly, and sometimes you need to investigate other angles to take with it to have the same effect, just maybe not the same direct precedent. I'm very skeptical regarding this governor. He's very quick to talk, and then his actions are often not supported by what he says. So, he called out for reparations, set up a committee, said he's for it, and then once they came out and said, okay, this is how much it's going to cost, he said, well, you know, there's a you really can't afford that. There's other ways of, you know, addressing it. So this is, you know, I'll know when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just hot air, and I don't put too much weight behind it personally.
No, I think the same thing here. I think it's nothing more than a threat, an empty threat for him to try to get them to do what he wants them to do. And, there is something in the law that basically says that the county superintendent, not the state, but the county superintendent, can request the state to provide textbooks if they're unable to provide it on their own. They don't have the money. Well, the board has the money. They just decided they do not want those particular textbooks. So I want to see how that plays out. That should be quite interesting. All right, let's move on to an easy one for you. We have a couple of Democrats in, well, probably more than a couple, but we have a couple of Democrats in D.C. that now say that, you know what, the Supreme Court has said that free speech is not an absolute. And what they use, and I love this, what they use all the time is the you can't yell fire in a theater. And in Mr. Attorney, I suggest you can. I suggest that when our founding fathers put this in place, they were, I don't know, maybe people had a different mindset. Maybe people cared a little bit more then. But who, unless you're a sick person, would yell fire in a theater where there was no fire and it's pitch dark? I don't think they had any caveats to free speech. What do you say?
Well, as far as the founding fathers are concerned, I think there's a good chance you may be right on that. They looked at the level of protection for free speech as a very high level of protection, a very broad level of protection. That said, case law has carved out a number of exceptions. One of them is, like you say.
And you were saying, and now you're gone.
Yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
Like you, I lost you at like you say, and then you went away. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry. Okay. So anyway, I think the founding fathers would probably agree with you on that, but there has been some exceptions carved out over the years, and one of those exceptions is, you know, creating a risk of health and safety for people. You yell fire in a movie theater, people stampede out, they get trampled over, they die. So they said that's a compelling state interest for safety. Whenever you have, like, basic health and safety involved, that can often meet the requirement of a showing of a compelling state interest in order to limit free speech or any fundamental right. The other might be for is the direct inciting of violence for an individual. So if someone got up in a mob and just started giving a speech on why, you know, politician X should be, you know, tarred and feathered and hung upside down and et cetera, et cetera, that'd be projected speech. But if he said, I want us all right now to march over there, break into his mansion, and let's shoot him and kill him.
Right.
That would not be free speech, because then you're inciting an illegal and participating to induce a specific illegal action, not just a concept or a theory or, you know, principle. So that would not be free speech protected. You know, we've had like people like Maxine Waters, who has come out at times and says, you know, I think when President Trump was in office, things like, you know, he should be shot, or you know, she was not prosecuted because she wasn't giving specifics as to of action and specific carrying out the action. Although I think such statements of any president should be looked at very, very closely,
right,
for national security. So it's not an absolute right, bottom line. There are some exceptions, but those exceptions are supported by compelling state interest. Speech that someone deems to, quote, hate speech or offensive, that is protected speech. That's, you know, and that's the problem. People on the left are trying to change that and try to silence speech they don't agree with.
And your feeling is that the people that are in office, I mean, office, I didn't even mean that, the justices that we have today, for the most part, understand that about the free speech.
Oh, yes. It's probably one of the most pro-free speech Supreme Courts we've ever had, at least in my lifetime. The most pro-life and the most religious freedom-oriented Supreme Court in my lifetime. That's why we're, like I said earlier, we at Pacific Justice are very optimistic moving forward. And this is not the time to move to Costa Rica. This is the time to, you know, for people to get involved and lay claim to those rights, learn what their rights are, lay claim to those rights, and to contact us once they feel those rights are being violated.
Well, I think the frustration that most people have, Brad, when I get emails and notes from people, is the unequal application of the law. You know, I mean, what is hate speech? Who decides what hate speech is? When you're on the left, it has one meaning. When you're on the right, it has another meaning. And, you know, as
right.
you see now, my prediction is if you see Donald Trump in handcuffs, I think you're going to see violence just skyrocket.
Well, you're right. And hate speech in and of itself, I believe, is constitutionally protected. That goes against something that California passed. I think that's unconstitutional. I think the Supreme Court would rule the same. That's unconstitutional. We could have chaos in the future once if people feel like we no longer have a true democratic republic and a true system that respects elections and allows people to run for office. We've got a lot on the platter moving forward.
Think about what's happening right now. They're trying to stifle, I mean, let's just take it at the rudimentary level. We only got about a minute. But they are trying to take freedom of speech, and it's all its purity of what it was put in place for, and try to make it so we can't speak out against the government. We can't say anything about the president, the Department of Justice, or any one of those. It would be considered, you know, hate speech if nothing else. That's what they're pushing for. I hope the Supreme Court sees it.
Yeah, and it is unconstitutional. We are limited in what we can say about justices, judges. They have strict limitations on us. That may be challenged someday. I've probably crossed that line a number of times. It's a challenge we're facing, something that wasn't even dreamed to be a challenge. Like, we all agree in the First Amendment, free speech. But now it's under target, and
we have to do something we can to defend it. We got to go. I always appreciate your time, Brad. Have a great rest of the day. God bless for what you're doing. People, you got me for the next hour. I got a lot I want to get off my chest. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Get your podcasts.